Hello again, everybody, and welcome to our Wednesday Chaplain's Reflection. I'm confident that we have the glitch that we experienced last week under control, or at least we'll know so in a moment. And this morning, I would like to welcome again Monsignor John Ensler, who has been a chaplain since 2005 and serves as the chaplain to the Federal Association Board. And in the Washington, D.C. area, he is the president and CEO of Catholic Charities, where he serves thousands in his work through the services of Catholic Charities. Good morning, Father John.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Great to be here.
The floor
Thank
is
you.
Yours.
Thank you. Well, first of all, everyone, welcome. Nice to have you here. I want to begin with a prayer. Two members of our order, one, Jerry Collins, who did died last evening, not of of COVID-19, but of a long-standing fight with cancer, and also Joan Cicada, who is very sick in hospital in Florida. Both of those were on our minds today, as well as all other members of our order who may be dealing with the virus, positive response, or also with recent deaths. So loving God bless all those who are part of our order, those who are doing such great work, particularly those who have been sick and suffering, those who have gone before us. Watch over in a special way today, we pray. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. So I think about this. How could I bring in the scriptures of Easter, which would be, in this case, last Sunday's gospel, which dealt with Thomas the Doubter. This coming Sunday's gospel, which deals with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, as well as bring that into perspective with the pandemic we're dealing with right now. So about 25 years ago, I was given the privilege of going to Calcutta to work with the missionaries of Cherokee there. Mother Teresa had died by that time, about 2 years earlier. I was there with three seminarians. I spent my time working in the Home for the Dying, Calicut, in a place where people who have disabilities and those who are elderly, Premdon, and also in some of the leper colonies and other facilities. And it was a very profound experience to be there. And one of the things that really affected me was seeing how many people I was with actually when they died. You know, as a priest of 47 years almost, I've only been with people who have died with me right with them maybe 7-8 times. In that 1 month of time, I saw over 10 people die, brought in off the streets that evening, spent time with them, prayer, maybe wiping their brow, holding their hand, and before the next morning, they were still with them, they had died. So it was a very profound experience there. Reminded me of a story about a priest who was there ahead of me. He was there when Mother Teresa was still alive. And this priest went to do some missionary work in Calcutta, priest in the United States. And he also had some questions about basically his vocation in terms of next ministries. So he asked to speak with Mother Teresa directly. He thought it would be a good thing to do that. And the sister in charge of the scheduling said, well, Father, it's going to be hard today. She's very, very busy. She's got a lot going on. But maybe I can get you in sometime before we go to evening prayer. So we waited for 3 hours outside her room, and finally Mother came out and said, Father, how can I help you? And he explained his question, and he said, Mother, would you please pray for discernment for me, pray for clarity for me? I want that. And before he answered the question of what Mother said, I think that's where we are right now with our scripture. Last week, we heard about Thomas, who wanted clarity. He wanted to know for sure. The Lord will be risen. He even said, I won't believe it until I can put my hands in his side and my fingers in his hands. I'm not going to believe it. I want absolute clarity, certainty. And when the Lord did appear, we heard in last week's gospel, he said, well, Thomas, come over and put your hand in my side, put your fingers in my hands. Bless you who have seen and believed. The Lord bless. This is us who have not seen and believed. The same thing happens in this reading for this coming week to some degree, because we hear the story of how the Lord Jesus appeared to two disciples on the road to Emmaus, the great gospel, and how they recognized him in a number of ways. One, as their hearts burned as he interpreted scripture for them, as they recognized him to break in the bread, and how they left then 7 miles back to Jerusalem to tell others about the experience. But in the very beginning of that scripture, maybe you saw it, it says, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. They did not know who it was. And that's, I think, they wanted clarity. The disciples, when this all took place, they wanted clarity. Did he really rise? Did he come back to life? Could this really be true? Is this possible? Is even a reality? Could he really come back? So they wanted clarity as well. And I think it's where we are, many of us, with this virus. COVID-19. We want clarity about lots of things, don't we? We want clarity about what's the best approach for the future. We have now this debate about, is it more economic or more health-wise? We have different opinions about that, I'm sure. We have situations where we're watching the scientists, listening carefully to what they have to say, but also hearing our politicians speak sometimes in different perspectives. We have a Congress that's trying to do its best to provide funding, but we also have a president who's doing the same. It's an unclear time for us. And so we have people trying to make the best decision they can. We have places where, almost all our places, where Eucharist is not being able to celebrate it publicly, and where some other denominations are pretty upset about that, saying you can't keep us from celebrating our faith, religion versus the state. All these things are taking place. We want clarity. How long is this going to go on? How many more months will it be? How many more weeks will it be? How many more people will die? How many people are going to suffer? Those are questions that are difficult. But the reality is that clarity is hard to come by. So back to the story of Mother Teresa. When the priest had that question, give me discernment, give me clarity, she said, no, I won't pray for that for you. I'll pray for this. I'll pray for trust. I'll pray for trust. And maybe that's where we can get off track a little bit. We want clarity. I want it. You want it. It's so helpful to have it. But maybe the more important thing is we need greater trust in the Lord and let the Lord kind of watch and guide us on the way. So we are really willing to say right now, we put our trust in the Lord and let him lead our way. I think of our new archbishop, who's the chaplain of our order, Archbishop Wilton Gregory. He was installed almost a year ago now, in early May. He was installed as the new Archbishop of Washington. And during his homily he gave at the Basilica of National Shrine, he gave a beautiful, beautiful homily. In that homily, he spoke about basically the story of the disciples in the boat. When the strong winds came and the waves were going high, and the disciples were so afraid they were going to sink, he was in the bow of the boat sleeping. And they woke him up and said, Lord, we're going to sink. We need your help. And the Lord, of course, calmed the storm. The Lord calmed the worries at that time. And it's kind of like what the Archbishop was saying about basically the crisis in the church, the uncertainty in the church, the worries, concern. He said, we have to remember one thing. Jesus is in the boat with us. Beautiful phrase. Jesus is in the boat with us. So when we look to our greater trust, not so much clarity, but trust in the Lord, we're challenged today to say, how are we able to put our hands in God's hands and truly know that God is walking with us on this journey? So as we go through many, many scary times, we worry about our own portfolios. We worry about our finances. We worry about our retirement. We worry about our families. We worry about, particularly many of us are in that age group that we have to worry more than others. We worry about all of those types of things. But I just ask you to think about during this time, are you able to say, I am truly, truly put my trust in the Lord? So back to the Sunday's Gospel, and I'll conclude. That's the coming Sunday's Gospel talks about how they said their hearts were burning as the Lord explained Scripture to them. Are we taking time, for me, sure, probably for you as well, more time than usual, to reflect upon the Scriptures, to let the Scriptures talk to us, talk to me, talk to you, and see if the Lord can't touch our hearts in a new way, reading things slowly, reading things with more maybe a sense of God, and allowing God to speak to us, hoping our hearts are burning as we read those Scriptures. In a different sense, you know, it says they recognize Jesus in the breaking of bread. Well, for many of us right now, we have a hard time breaking bread together, aren't we? You know, we don't have a chance to celebrate public masses. And so for many people, they might be able to see mass live streamed or watch it on TV in some other way. They have spiritual communions that we do ourselves, but we sure miss the Eucharist, don't we? We sure miss that gift. I tell you, as a priest, I really miss seeing the people for Mass and miss the crowd gathered around. It's such an important part of the liturgy for me. But yet, are we recognizing again Jesus in the breaking of bread, even though we can't receive it as often we'd like right now? And finally, when those experiences take place, are we able to say that we are going to take the message of Scripture, message of the Eucharist, and go back to others, proclaim what we've come to believe without question? Jesus risen, he's risen indeed. Hallelujah. People need that faith, need that really to trust, in that sense that we are believers, and they can get it from us or to Malta, who live our vocation as best we can each and every day. And all that, let's put our trust in the Lord, praying for that gift. And remember, always remember this, Jesus is in the boat with us. Let us pray. Loving God, I pray that you bless all on this call and all those who are part of our families, part of our needs, that you'd watch over those who come our way, who need our special prayers. Every single day, I'm asked to pray for particular people. I'm so sure you are as well. We lift them up today in this prayer and watch over them. So we ask God's blessed bonus, all we pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'd like to thank Monsignor Ensler for spending time with us this morning. And we will resume again with this call next Wednesday. And now I'd like to conclude with the daily prayer of the order. Lord Jesus, thou hast seen fit to enlist me for thy service in the order of St. John of Jerusalem. I humbly entreat thee, through the intercession of the Most Holy Virgin of Palermo, of St. John the Baptist, Blessed Gerard, and all the saints, to keep me faithful to the traditions of our order. Be it mine to practice and defend the Catholic, the Apostolic, the Roman faith against sacrilege. Be it mine to practice charity towards my neighbors, especially the poor and sick. Give me the strength I need to carry out this my resolve, forgetful of myself, learning ever from thy holy gospel, a spirit of deep and genuine Christian devotion, striving ever to promote God's glory, the world's peace, and all that may benefit the order of St. John of Jerusalem. Amen. Thank you again, and we will see you next week.